It is your Housecast for Thursday, October 11th, 2018. Big Jim's House Man, Big Jim here. Get ready to talk with David Steinberg, former manager, friend of Robin Williams. There's a new DVD collection out called Robin Williams, Comic Genius. 22, is that right? Wow, 22 disc collection. We're going to talk to them about this one. RobinWilliams.com is the website. If you didn't see that special on HBO, I would highly encourage everyone to check it out. The Robin Williams Come Inside My Mind. It's sad, obviously, because of the way that Robin's life ended, but it wasn't, I don't know, it's hard to explain. You never are right with it. Does that make sense? It's not that you're right with losing a guy like Robin Williams. It was just, you know, like a treasure to so many of us, but I kind of understood what was going on, if that makes any sense. When you see it, it's absolutely amazing. But this thing's pretty cool, too. Obviously, the late-night stuff that he did, his HBO. Forgot about that. All his HBO stand-up specials, man. He was all over the place. Mork and Mindy, of course, which really was just a response. The Mork and Mindy thing, I'd heard this, and I think it was in that HBO special, too. The only time they did, the only reason they did that was because the guy, Gary Marshall, who was doing Happy Days, his kids were into space stuff. So he decided they had to get a space person on Happy Days. And someone told him there's a guy who pretends to be an alien out in front of a comedy club. That was Robin Williams. So he got the audition and they gave it to him. That was it. Remember when he was on Happy Days with him versus the Fonz? Yeah, that was it. And at the time, you look back and you go, oh, that was so cheesy and hokey. But at the time, it was awesome. And then all of a sudden, he became Mork and Mindy as well. So, man, wait on David right now. It is such an amazing thing to think about how he evolved. I was talking with a friend of mine about how comedians go from like comedy to serious acting. And you look at Robin Williams, the kind of guy who could just do anything, man. Absolutely could do anything right there. Let me grab. Oh, hold on a second. I put you on the handset there. Wrong button. I hit the wrong button, David. My bad. Good morning. Welcome to Detroit.
Well, thank you. It's great to be in Detroit.
You know, we always, when we talk about Robin Williams, it always comes up. It's one of those things that country day and people seem to forget when he went to school here, he was class president. He wasn't the class clown. He was like the sharpest mind in school. And that's a hell of a school.
Well, he was a pretty shy kid. He was a really lonely kid. He was brought up lonely and he loved lonely sports, cross country, biking. Until he got in front of an audience, and then he exploded.
Well, we always heard that. Is it true, David? By the way, is David Steinberg, if you don't know, former manager and friend of Robin Williams, the DVD collection, Robin Williams Comic Genius, robinwilliams.com. Definitely something, it's a must-have for anyone who's a fan of Robin.
You know, we've got 22 discs in our set.
Yeah, you got to have this. Yeah.
We cover everything from his entire career of and we even have some of our Detroit concerts in there. We worked in Detroit at the Fox and a couple other places. We had a great time in Detroit. Used to love eating at Mario's.
Nothing wrong with that, man. David, it was when he left here and went to Berkeley, and I remember, and I know you were a producer for Robin Williams' Come Inside My Mind, which I got to tell you, when I watched it the first time, I just sat there afterwards and tried to soak it all in. It was
great.
I loved it. It was so immersive. It's definitely something you got to watch. But so when he left here, being such a shy, quiet guy, and then when he got to Berkeley, I can't imagine.
Well, when he discovered comedy, and he discovered comedy, which we talk about in, you know, in the set and in the Come Inside My Mind, girls are the reason he wanted to get on the stage. It was much easier to attract girls if you were really funny as opposed to really being smart. And so he used the smart to be funny and ultimately finding girls. That was his motivation.
You know, they talk about like comedians can get up on stage and they flip a switch and suddenly they're a different person or that ability to go on stage and do a set or whatever it is. Being around Robin like you were, it always seemed to me like that was just an extension of who he was 24/7.
When we used to tour, and Robin used to do these concerts for anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000 people, and he would do a full 2.5 hours on stage until he was really sweaty and, you know, he'd thrown everything up basically in terms of, you know, what was in his mind, what was on his mind. We used to then go to comedy clubs, and he used to do another hour just because maybe he hadn't gotten it all out of him. So he loved being on that stage. He really lived on the stage.
You always hear that. You hear the David. You hear the old Jimi Hendrix story about Eric Clapton and Pete Townsend seeing him perform for the first time, and they went and met in a movie theater and went, "There's a guy doing things that we can't do." And I know you guys have shared that, but I've always heard the same thing from other comedians about Robin Williams. They would see him perform and go, "I can't do that. What he's doing, original stuff every night. How does he do this?"
You know, and that's the only thing that's the only way he could do it. Robin couldn't look at a piece of paper and repeat what someone else had done. Whenever he did a movie as well, he would always, do what they had on the paper, and then he'd say, "Hey, boss, I need to do one for myself." And they'd always let him, and he would always embellish it. When he did Good Morning Vietnam, we were in wherever the hell we did it, in Bangkok, Thailand. And we would stay up at night writing those radio pieces, those bursts that he did in the movie.
Right.
And whatever we wrote, he changed. When we did Live at the Met, which was, I think, one of his best shows, he and I spent 5 months, 6 months on the road putting that show together, sequencing it and doing it, and Robin always making it his own and funny. But the night we did Live at the Met, I heard 25% new material that he just came up with standing there that I'd never heard before. That's how he lived.
And that's the beauty of this. I can't wait to see this entire collection, David. I remember reading something. Rodney Dangerfield told a great story that when he did Caddyshack, he had never acted before. And the first time that he's on the set...
He still hasn't.
And when he's on the set, though, he said that nobody laughed and they didn't know what to do because he's used to getting feedback. For a guy like Robin, who seemed to be so engaged in the audience, I always wondered, was that a tough transition for him because he was such a great actor and it seems seamless, but I wonder if it was the same issue for him.
Robin was just satisfied with the bursts that he could do. And... he knew what was going on. Because there was laughter on the set with him, and he knew where he was going with that. As long as he was satisfied with what he did, that was kind of enough for him when he did the movies. But he loved to act, and he loved to make it his own. And as long as he could make it his own, he was pleased. He was really acting for one, for the director's approval.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
Pretty good.
Tell us something we don't know about Robin Williams.
Robin was 106 when he died. There's very little not to... Robin was so out there. You know what I mean? He was so... You could see when he was tickled on the stage.
Yeah.
Robin was never rude or cruel on the stage. He never ripped people apart. He attacked stupidity and intolerance and stuff like that. But he never took out after normal people. He was never funny at someone else's expense. And if you listen to his stuff, and like I say in this collection here, we have everything from the beginning all the way up, through everything we ever recorded and did is on this Time Life set. It's pretty complete. And if you listen to it and you see some of the things in there when he was guesting on Tonight shows, and Leno shows, and morning talk shows, how he just exploded. And until that explosion was done, settling, he wasn't done. He just
never stopped.
He just ripped all the life out of it and beat everything up. He got to say whatever he wanted to say, and who was going to say, "Hey, be quiet, Robin"?
I know exactly what you're saying, David. The DVD collection, Robin Williams, Comic Genius, robinwilliams.com, 22 disc collection, definitely a must have for anybody here. There's so much in this to touch on, and I think everybody has a different point in their life. It's something that Robin did that really, whether it was a movie that affected them. I'm really curious to see Will Smith doing the live action version of the genie from Aladdin, because the genie in Aladdin is Robin to me. So, it's going to be interesting.
It'll be great. Will Smith is great. But when Robin did that, they came to us for him to do the movie, and they had done a lot of the animation. Robin went in and started reading what they'd done, and he just kept expanding on it. They reanimated the movie.
Because of him.
To his words. It was remarkable.
Man.
In the stage play of the genie, though, they have I wish I could remember his name, who plays the genie, and he's fantastic. So I think Robin paved the way for that genie to make it his own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So, to do it that way. David, thank you for sharing this with us. Thank you for the time. Thank you for this collection. Again, robinwilliams.com, the Robin Williams Comic Genius. It's a must have. And we miss him. I miss him. I see a movie on TV and I see a special or a clip of him. I was thinking about him and his Keith Richards bit that he did. It's one of the funniest things about Keith Richards I've ever heard. And you just miss him. And I can't imagine what you go through when you talk about this, because you were a friend and you got that relationship with one of the greatest comic minds we will ever have.
Being involved in putting this together is as close as I could come to actually having him alive, to reliving some of these things, all these things that I lived through. But it's almost like he's right there in the room when you're watching it. It's fantastic.
It sounds like it. Absolutely. David, it's an honor. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Mm-hmm. There he goes. David Steinberg. Manager, friend of Robin Williams. Again, this thing, robinwilliams.com, is the website, DVD collection, Robin Williams Comic Genius, 22-disc collection. Unbelievable stuff. Cool guy. All right, you take care of yourself. Have a great day. Thanks so much for listening to Housecast. If you want to subscribe, you can do that on iTunes as well. And if you're listening on a Thursday, I'll see you back on the radio on Friday, and then we'll be back in here, and then we'll do it again, okay? Got it.